Good morning, my friends. Today's meditation comes from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in the view of God's appearing and God's kingdom, I urge you, proclaim the message. Be persistent whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itchy ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, endure suffering, do the work, and carry out the ministry fully. These words from this book are words that are deeply needed for each of us in today's time. In a time where we find ourselves getting hooked on to media or getting hooked on to gossip, getting hooked on to things that may not have found truth or factual evidence. In a time where it seems that opinion has become fact, these words from the author reigns true. That we are in a time when people do not put up with sound doctrine, but have itchy ears and will find themselves teachers to suit their own desires. You've heard me say it many, many times. When will we stop trying to create God in our image and live into the image of God? Often, we ministers get a lot of flack. We get the flack when we tell truth that many do not like to hear. When it does not appease, that when it goes against the realities that they hear, and the same thing happens for this author, which is saying the time is now to move past the things that make us feel comfortable, the things that make us feel good, the things of our own desires and wants, and live into the ministry of God, to bringing the kingdom, to be persistent, whether it is favorable or unfavorable, to convince, to rebuke, to encourage, with the utmost patience and teaching. What are the truths that we have pushed away? What are the truths that we have refused to hear? What are the ways that we have not carried out the ministry of God fully? Maybe it's by trying to be the one to judge rather than leaving the judgment to God. Maybe it's trying to put words into the gospel that not all are loved, that not all have been saved by the grace of God, but only the ones that you would like. Who are the false teachers that you have listened to suit your own desires? The song we hear today, the first by Tom Petty, I Won't Back Down, in his wonderful way of doing it. And then after I finish, you will hear the same by Johnny Swim, I Won't Back Down. Maybe it is time for us to choose not to back down of sharing the ministry, of fulfilling the kingdom of God as we have been called to do. Amen.
got just one life. In a world that keeps on pushing me around, well, I'll stay in my ground. And I won't back down.
Back down.